Hello, everybody from Tucson, Arizona. Welcome to Radio Munson. That's a Sammy Nestico song, and it's called You Gotta Try, which is exactly what we're going to do this evening here on Radio Munson from just a little ways outside of Tucson, Arizona, a little ways up Dove Mountain in our Radio Munson West studios. I'm glad you're with us wherever you are this evening. Hope the weather is agreeable. I know in central Illinois, we may have to wait a few days to see some sunshine. I'm thinking by Sunday, maybe by Sunday. And then for the next few days, pretty good shot at some sunshine. There's been an inordinate amount of spring rain in central Illinois. Meanwhile, it's just the opposite here in Tucson. It's dry, dry. They keep saying, we're going to break the ice. That's what they call reaching 100 degrees in the springtime. Breaking the ice. They say, I don't think we did it today. I haven't seen the official measurement yet, but it was predicted for a high of 99 here, but 101 tomorrow, Friday. So we're going to break the ice almost for sure here in Tucson, Arizona. Be that as it may, we've flipped the calendar over, and now we're in a new month, and things, except for that sunny part, things have to be looking up.
Merry month of May, sunny skies of blue, clouds have rolled away, and the sun peeps through. May express happiness. Joy you may define in a thousand ways, but a case like mine needs a special phrase to reveal how I feel. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing. I can make the rain go anytime I move my little finger. Lucky me. Can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing. As long as I hold the string, I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. String sitting on a rainbow. I've got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love.
Tony Bennett. That's one of the great feeling-good songs in the Great American Songbook, contributed there by Harold Arlen, who wrote the tune, and Ted Kohler, who wrote those lyrics, including the verse that Tony Bennett sang. Often don't hear that verse of, I've got the world on a string. Yeah, hope you do. I don't think I mentioned it was Quincy Jones and Sammy Nestico together leading the band on You Gotta Try, a song that Sammy Nestico wrote to kick off this version of Radio Munson, recorded in 2002, I think it was. Bill Watrous playing trombone, Hubert Laws, a great jazz flautist, and Randy Kerber on piano, and Vinny Colaiuta playing drums. Here on our little Thursday night gig, we broadcast tonight from just outside of Tucson. My email address, whether I'm there or central Illinois, is don@wglt.org. Here's a song that Della Reese recorded featuring an arrangement and band put together by Neil Hefti.
I'll get by as long as I have you, though there be rain and darkness too. I'll not complain, with you I'll see it through. That's what I'll do, though poverty may come to me. It's true, but what care I, for I'll get by as long as I have
voice of Della Reese here on Radio Munson. Here's jazz accordionist Art Van Dam with his quintet and Gone with the Wind. Thank you. Guitarist Johnny Smith with According to Stark Van Dam and his quintet, and Gone with the Wind. Well, it wouldn't be Illinois if you didn't have a lot of wind there during the springtime, right? It's been pretty windy here in Tucson, Arizona, but warm and dry, and you can't say the word dry in central Illinois right now. I understand that. But we can say this about the rain, or at least the four freshmen can.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? Find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a baggage of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you. Sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me.
Make no rendezvous to stroll along Fifth Avenue. When this familiar world is through, will you still be mine? When cabs don't drive around the park, no windows light the summer dark. When love has lost its secret spark, will you still be mine? When moonlight on the Hudson's not romancing, and spring no longer turns a young man's fancy, when glamour girls have lost their charms, when sirens just mean false alarms, when lovers heed no call to arms, will you still be mine? Thank you. lost their charms when sirens just mean false alarms, when lovers heed no call to arms.
Will you still be, will you still be, will you still be mine?
Rosemary Clooney asked the musical question famously, will you still be mine? Matt Dennis wrote that with lyrics by Tom Adair. Those two guys teamed up on a lot of great songs. Here on Radio Munson, that was Warren Bechet playing cornet and Scott Hamilton playing tenor saxophone. Nat Pierce on piano. And that was Cal Jader playing vibes for Rosie. Here's a 1965 recording by Nat King Cole. Became the last hit that Nat recorded before his death. The vaults contain still a lot more Nat Cole songs, so there were new things released after his death. But this song became such a popular song in 1965, on the pop charts, no less, that they rushed into the studio to record a number of other tracks in order to fill out an album. The album was titled for this song I'm about to play, written by Burt Kempfert, and Ralph Carmichael came in to direct the orchestra. And the song was, well, you'll get the song right here.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two. Love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
Nat King Cole, 1965. Burt Kempfert had written that song, and somebody came along and wrote some great lyrics. And L-O-V-E came to be. That was Bobby Bryant, who was playing the trumpet with Ralph Carmichael's orchestra. Here on Radio Munson on GLT, here's a song that was recorded on this date. It was a song that Duke Ellington had just finished writing. It was 1940. And the Ellington Band went into the studio in early May and recorded this one on May 4th, 1940. Ellington called it Never No Lament. I'm not sure how desperate he was to put a title on it, but I'm guessing fairly desperate. And anyway, this is Ellington's band with what then was titled Never No Lament.
Thank you.
1940, Duke Ellington's band in the studio recording Never No Lament. Well, they improved upon that title when Bob Russell, the lyricist, added words to the song 2 years later, 1942. And from that point on, it was known as Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. It's a great song. Ellington brought his band into the studios about 30 years later. I think it was 1970. And re-recorded that song. And the first go-around, that was Harry Carney playing baritone sax and the great Johnny Hodges on alto. Ben Webster was a tenor saxophonist. And Juan Tizol was playing that valve trombone near the end of the arrangement in 1940. 30 years later, Johnny Hodges still there playing alto saxophone. Harry Carney was there playing Barry Sax, and Cootie Williams was the trumpeter, while Paul Gonzalez, a tenor sax, and Jimmy Hamilton's clarinet also were part of the arrangement of Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Don't Get Around Much Anymore, Duke Ellington's band, about 1970, I believe it was. I saw in the Pantograph obituaries that Ed Tick had died in his adopted hometown of Newport, Rhode Island. Eddie Tick was very instrumental in the Newport Jazz Festival each year for decades, and the Folk Festival as well. There's a Newport Folk Festival. And in 1972 or so, somewhere in there, Eddie Tick became the road manager for Duke Ellington's band for a very extensive tour they took of the Asian continent and introduced Duke Ellington music to that part of the world. Eddie Tick. I think he was in, he often would go to Newport even before he relocated there from Bloomington in the late 1960s. But as early as the 1950s, when the Newport Jazz Festival started, he was out there talking to the people who had organized the event, offering to help him. He was there in 1956 when Johnny Hodges did his famous solo with the Ellington Band of Jeeps Blues.
Thank you.
1956 Newport Jazz Festival with Duke Ellington's orchestra and Jeep's Blues. Here on Radio Munson, much more to come. Stay tuned. Little shuffle beat from the Jan Sabbat Band and a song he recorded in the early 1940s with his band. He was a violinist, Jan Sabbat was. Written by Nacio Herb Brown in 1921. It's called When Buddha Smiles. Hope you're smiling this evening. Here on the fourth day of May, Cinco de Mayo is tomorrow. Here's a Diana Krall recording. Diana plays piano on this thing with the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, John Clayton's arrangement of this song.
Sight, lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars, or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down. Tumble, keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be. And it happened to me. your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Dark stars, or you might stumble. Someone drops a sigh and down. To me.
That's Jeff Hamilton playing drums for the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra and John Clayton's arrangement for Diana Krall, If It Could Happen to You. Song written by Jimmy Van Heusen with lyrics by Johnny Burke. Great song. Johnny Burke wrote some great stuff. So did Johnny Mercer. He wrote some wonderful lyrics. This time, however, Johnny Mercer sings for his label. He co-founded the Capitol Records label. And a song written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz.
I'll have to change my plan. I should have realized there'd be another man. Why did I buy those blue pajamas before the big affair began? Her boiling point was much too low for her to try to love a fly Lothario. I'll have to crawl right back into my shell, dwelling in my personal hell. I'll have to change my plan around. I lost the one girl I found. I'll have to change my plan. I should have realized there'd be another man. Why did I buy those pajamas before the enterprise began? Before I knew where I was at, I found myself upon the shelf. That was that. I tried to reach the moon, but when I got there, all I finally got was the air. My feet are back upon the ground. I've lost the one girl I found.
Johnny Mercer, recording in his own Capitol Record Studios in Hollywood. I'm not sure who the piano player was. It's sort of lost in history. And maybe just as well, because back in those days, Johnny would, he would just sort of point to somebody in the studios and say, hey, you play the piano on this track. He had a number of great musicians contracted to Capitol Records. Who's the pianist right here?
Mm-hmm.
lady is a tramp. Who is the lady playing piano? Well, she's certainly no tramp. She's one of your favorites, as a matter of fact. That was Marian McPartlin playing piano, the longtime host of NPR's Piano Jazz, heard here on GLT. And a wonderful trio recorded at the Hickory House, one of the last jazz clubs on 52nd Street, Music Street, in New York City, Jazz Street. And that was Joe Morello playing drums and Bill Crow on bass, Marian McPartlin playing piano. Speaking of Joe Morello, he was the drummer, longtime drummer of Dave Brubeck's quartet. And he participated in so many of the Brubeck recordings, including this one, rather unusual one, an unusual pairing of Dave Brubeck's quartet with Joe Morello playing drums, Paul Desmond playing that alto saxophone, and Brubeck's piano, of course. Teaming those guys with Jimmy Rushing, the great blues shouter, who lowered his voice just a little bit for what turned out to be an exceptional recording session.
I never knew I could love anybody, baby, like I'm loving you. Never realized what a pair of eyes and a baby smile so sweet. I can't eat, I can't sleep. Never knew a single soul could be so sweet. I never knew I could love anybody, baby, like I'm loving you. I never knew I could love anybody, baby, like I'm loving you. Never realized what a pair of eyes and a baby smile so sweet. I can't eat, I can't sleep. Never knew a single soul could be so sweet. I never knew I could love anybody, baby, like I'm loving. Baby, like I'm loving. Baby, like I'm loving you.
1960, Jimmy Rushing was paired with Dave Brubeck's quartet for Columbia Records. Amazing. The session really went well. I think there are 10 tracks on the album. It's just called Brubeck and Rushing. You need that record in your collection. Here's Henry Mancini with Mr. Lucky.